cost-effective. Its first mission was a daring beach reconnaissance of Rhodes in the spring of 1941. Over the next 4 years, the SBS and its affiliates would carry out many more in the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, the Channel, and the Far East. They included the destruction of enemy ships, railways and bridges, the rescue of fugitive Allied soldiers, the support of commando operations, including the attempted assassination of Erwin Rommel and the ill-fated assault on Oran Harbour, and the use of midget submarines to signpost the Normandy beaches on D-Day. During that time, Courtney's unit would grow in size and be called many different names. From 1942, its work was supplemented by Lieutenant Commander Nigel Wilmot's Royal Navy copists, canoe-born swimmers and beach surveyors who became the eyes and ears of every major Allied landing of the war. And also that year, by the Royal Marine Boom Patrol Detachment, RMBPD, led by Major Blondie Hassler, a unit directly under the then Chief of Combined Operations Vice Admiral Lord Louis Mountbatten, whose role was to develop new ways of attacking ships in harbour. Hassler's finest hour, the raid on Bordeaux Harbour by the Cockleshell Heroes, was arguably the toughest amphibious operation of the war. Until now, there has been no authoritative history of the wartime SBS. Authors have concentrated instead on separate strands of the story. G.B. Courtney has written about the original special boat section in SBS in World War II. Others have focused on the confusingly titled Special Boat Squadron, the former marine branch of the SAS, created after the remnants of Courtney's original No. 1 SBS had been absorbed by David Stirling's raiding unit in 1942, that carried out a number of amphibious operations in the eastern Mediterranean from 1943 to 1945. They include John Lodvick's The Filibusters, the story of the Special Boat Service, Barry Pitt's Special Boat Squadron, the story of the SBS in the Mediterranean, and Gavin Mortimer's The SBS in World War II. There are books about copists, notably Bill Strutton's and Michael Pearson's The Secret Invaders, and Ian Trenowden's Stealthily by Night, and a few on Hassler's RMBPD, including C.E. Lucas Phillips' Cockleshell Heroes. John Parker's SBS, The Inside Story of the Special Boat Service, covers the whole story of the SBS from 1940 to the present day, but not in any great detail. The void should have been filled by the late Paddy Ashdown, himself a member of the SBS before becoming MP for Yeovil and leader of the Liberal Democrats. Supported by the Special Boat Service Association, SBSA, which has a charitable role in looking after both serving and former SBS operators and their dependents, Paddy was working on a book very similar to this one when he died, suddenly, at the age of 77, in 2018. I was asked to step into Paddy's sizable shoes. It was a daunting prospect, not least because Paddy understood the ethos of the SBS from personal experience, whereas I am very much an outsider. But I also felt that I could bring an objectivity to the project that would have its own advantages. I decided to start from scratch and do all my own research and writing. This was not a criticism of Paddy's work. I've read and enjoyed a number of his books, particularly A Brilliant Little Operation, the story of the Frankton Raid. But all authors have different writing styles, and the book would have read very strangely if I had completed what Paddy described in his introduction as both an homage and a history. It would also, I suspect, have been considerably longer. Thanks to Paddy's initial work, I had one big advantage over previous authors, an introduction to the SBS Association. To gain the SBSA's backing, I had, in effect, to undergo a vetting process, meet the relevant people, and write a new proposal they were happy to endorse. In return, they gave me the same access to previously unseen material in the secret SBSA's archives at Poole that had been granted to Paddy. This book is the result. Using new material from multiple archives, published first-hand accounts and interviews, it tells, for the first time, the extraordinary intertwined stories of Courtney's SBS, Wilmot's copists, and Hassler's cockle-shell heroes, all acknowledged as forerunners of the modern SBS. Very much a human tale, it concentrates on the key personalities and the dare